चैतना प्रभल जाना जया चैता गदाना शिवा सजी।
The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayabhataka Swami on March 9, 1982 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter 22, Text 25.
भक्त्या ह्य संगा सदा सत्यनात्मनि क्या निर्गुणे ब्रह्मनि चांश सारथि।
Translation: the devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constantly hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation with repetition.
The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
These pastimes are like ornamental decorations on the ears of the devotee. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in transcendence in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. This verse is especially mentioned to substantiate the devotional process of hearing the subject matter. The devotee does not like to hear anything other than the subjects dealing with spiritual activities or the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can increase our propensity for devotional service by hearing Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam from realized souls. The more we hear from realized souls, the more we make advancement in our devotional life. The more we advance in devotional life, the more we become detached from the material world. The more we become detached from the material world, the less we associate with persons who are after money and sense gratification. This is the advice of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya bhagavat bhajanonmukasya parang parang jigamishor bhavasagarasya sandarshanang vishayainam atayoshitamcha hahanta hanta vishabakshanato pyasadhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 11.8. The word Brahmani used in this verse is commented upon by the impersonalist or professional reciters of Bhagavatam, who are mainly advocates of the caste system by demoniac birthright. They say that Brahmani means the impersonal Brahman, but they cannot conclude this without reference to the context of the words bhaktya and gunavidhanena. According to the impersonalists, there are no transcendental qualities in the impersonal Brahman. Therefore, we should understand that Brahmani means in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as admitted by Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, wherever the word Brahma is used, it must refer to Krishna, not to the impersonal Brahman effulgence. Brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabhyate Bhagavatam 1-11. Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan can all be taken in total as Brahman. But when there is reference to the word bhakti, or remembrance of the transcendental qualities, the word indicates the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not the impersonal Brahman. Thus, in text 25, purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Today, we are gathered together on the most auspicious day, the 496th anniversary of the appearance of our Lord, the deliverer of this Kali Yuga, the source of all the avatars, the avatari, and the most merciful incarnation of Krishna, Sriman Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sisi Sachi Suta Ki. Sisi Sachi Nandana Ki. Sisi Sachi Nandana Ki. This is a perfect day for hearing about the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings. The teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were described by Krishna Das Kaviraj to be brilliant like the sun. Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they rose just like the sun and the moon simultaneously from the eastern horizon of Gaura Desh, from the sacred land of Gaura Mandala Bhumi, in this Sri Mayapur Dham. So, just as the sun and the moon rise in the east and they start their parikrama, or their circumambulation, going around the world, in the same way, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada took the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from the east, from Sita Mayapur, Navadvip Dham, and brought it all over the world for the benefit of all the fallen souls. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So, this hearing process is very important. One has to hear from the right source. When one hears from the right source, then immediately all of the pollutions in the heart are destroyed. When one hears from the right source, then one becomes fixed in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada, when he traveled around the world preaching, simply by hearing his Hari Katha, the whole world was transformed to become devotees of Krishna. This is revolutionary, just as the Bhagavatam has said, Janadaga Bitplavo, to destroy the sinful life of the populace. That is a revolution. So this Krishna conscious movement is a revolution of consciousness, a revolution to destroy the sinful life of the whole humanity. So one has to be very careful, especially those who have taken shelter in this Krishna consciousness movement, to remain under the shelter of Srila Prabhupada and to hear the instructions from the right source. Here in this slogan that Prabhupada referred to, he says, Ha hamsa hamsa vishabakshana topya sadhu. That if one hears words from someone who is attached to this material world, someone who is not serving in a devotional mood, then it is like taking poison. Disha, bhakshanato pya sadhu. Disha means poison. So, this is our great opportunity that by Srila Prabhupada's mercy and the mercy of our previous acharyas, Bhakti, Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, Maharaja, And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the Krishna conscious movement has reached us, we have been given shelter. So, Srila Prabhupada has described that this movement is not different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is one of the branches on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. Therefore, we also have to be very careful to strictly follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, because he is our connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. Therefore, we worship Srila Prabhupada as our founder, Acharya. He is our connection with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. He has manifested all of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya for giving out unlimited shelter to the whole world. Actually, the whole world should be very grateful to Srila Prabhupada. No one should be inimical, because he has done what no one has ever done before. He has fulfilled the mercy prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, people should not give him lip service. They should not simply call him some exalted title and then not actually accept Srila Prabhupada as the direct representative of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, meant to unite all of the pure Vaishnavas. They should not give lip service, but they should actually give their heartfelt surrender to Srila Prabhupada. But that, due to the will of Providence, has not occurred in everyone. At least in this movement, we must protect that consciousness. And just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has predicted that his movement will spread to Nagaradi Gram, Pratini Deachi Jato Nagaradi Gram Savatra Prachar Haride Mornam. So, by staying connected with the transcendental tree of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this branch will grow and grow and grow and grow and grow and grow, and it will shade and cover the whole world from the scorching heat of this Kali Yuga. Srila Prabhupada ki, Vishwan ki. And just as it was predicted in the Padma Purana that there are four Vaishnava Sampradayas, Sri, Brahma, Rudra, and Kumar, but that in the Kali Yuga all these four Sampradayas would merge into one. Similarly, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavad, it is predicted that the ocean, the flood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is so great that it will sweep away everyone. Those who are the pure devotees, they will be swept inside of the ocean waters. And those who are even the non-devotees, the separatists, the criticizers, they will be swept away and floating in the top. But no one will be able to escape the flood. This is especially the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, our previous acharyas. Actually, we heard how Srila Prabhupada had said that he never expected that people in the Western countries would follow all of the regulative principles. He was hopeful they would simply chant Hare Krishna. But he was very pleased that the devotees were sincere. They took up regulative principles very seriously and they stuck to them. And therefore, he could establish purity according to his desire in this movement. So, the Bhagavatam glorifies the pastimes of Krishna in his different incarnations. Those incarnations come down to deliver, mainly to deliver the devotees, and of course to annihilate the demons. but mainly to deliver the devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came down, delivered the devotees, and even delivered the demons, destroying their demoniac mentality. So kind is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in his absence, he has, actually not absent, but he's present. Just as when Krishna left Vrindavana, he didn't really leave Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan all the time, in his bhava form. In the same way, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he has instructed us, Adya Piha Leela, Kore Gora Rai, Kono Kono Bhagyavan, Dekhe Bari Pai. That today, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan Leela is continuing. And one who is highly fortunate, he will be able to witness, to have the darshan of those transcendental pastimes. So, Srila Prabhupada has revealed to us that this ISKCON movement is one of the, is the branch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree, and the Sankirtan preaching is part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Sometimes, and then when there are very exceptional Sankirtans, exceptional Kirtan, Harinam, at that time it means that either Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, the Panchatattva, or one of the great Parshada devotees is present at that time. Therefore, the devotees are feeling exceptional, ecstatic symptoms. So, many times, Srila Prabhupada has revealed that different eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya enter into our ISKCON temples under the Sankirtan and the Rath Yatras, and they participate, seen only to a few fortunate souls, but felt by everyone by their presence. Sri Panchatattva ki. So, when you are distributing transcendental literature and you're feeling some ecstasy, you don't know that who is looking over your shoulder at that time. But you can be sure that Srila Prabhupada, the spiritual masters, in the simplest succession, they are with you. That is their special mercy, that they are with the devotees while they are participating in the Sankirtan movement. The easiest way to remember the Lord, of course, is by hearing His instructions, hearing His transcendental pastimes. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this planet, at that time, all the devotees, of course, were in great separation. At that time, Narottam Das Thakur, he thought that we should call all of the great Vaishnavas, all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu together and have a great festival at Gaur Purnima Day, 450 years ago. And he approached Srinivasacharya, his godbrother. You can say cousin godbrother, and requested that if he would assist in organizing this festival, where he wanted to also install Radha Krishna deities. And Srinivasacharya, he was very happy to help Narottam Das Thakur. He agreed that, yes, I will help you in this service. But then after that evening, everyone took rest. Srinivasacharya was meditating that it's going to be quite an almost impossible task, or at least very difficult, to try to gather together all of the associates that are remaining of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because they all practically have dead due to separation from the Lord. They are just completely stunned. To get them to come from Orissa and Bengal everywhere to Khichdi, the place of Narottam Das Thakur, Sripad, Dham, will be very difficult. He was saying, how am I going to do this? I am insignificant. I am not anyone who can make any demand on such things, senior Vaishnavas, but I have agreed, now I am in a real fix. So at that time, somehow by the Lord's mercy, was drawn into a slumber. And he had a vision, a dream. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him and told him, this is my desire. I want there to be a grand gathering of all the Vaishnavas from everywhere. All of my devotees should come together on my appearance day. Don't fear. This is my desire that they come together. You go and bring everyone. So, then he disappeared. So now Srinivasa Charya, he woke up filled with ecstasy, fainted. He succeeded Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He got the order. Immediately they called for the message bearers, gathered them together, gave them the instruction, gave letters to the different Shyamananda Pandit in Orissa, Janava Devi, and Kordaha, Raghava Pandit's followers in Panihati, followers in Srikhando, followers in Kulinagram, everywhere, Shantipur, Navadvip. Naturally then, they didn't get onto the Eastern Airways, the Trans World Airway jets, but they simply went by foot, and they walked 500 miles east to deliver the message of their spiritual master. Actually, the Sankirtan devotees can take a very great inspiration from this. In those days, on the order of the spiritual master, they would have to dig the message 500 kilometers by foot, through the jungles, over the rivers, everywhere. Now they simply have to get into the Sankirtan van and go to the airport, or go to the streets and to the houses and distribute. So it has been simplified very much by Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada's mercy. In those days, they were very fired up to go out. Even it meant walking 500 miles to go to their Sankirtan spot. Sankirtan Jagra Ki! So, when they reached Janava Devi, the wife of Nityananda, Nityananda had already disappeared long before. Although he didn't leave any remnants, he just disappeared. Janava Devi was thinking, how could I, as a widow, go so far and participate in such a festival? So Lord Chaitanya Nityananda appeared. Lord Chaitanya appeared to her and also told her that it was his desire to have this festival. Immediately she should go with her followers and take all of the Vaishnavas with her. So she gathered others like Abhiram Thakur and Vinikitam Ramdas and so many of Nityananda Parshads, and they all went together and they went up to Kulna. They went here to Navadvip and they gathered all the devotees. When they got to Navadvip, Ramai Pandit and other brothers of Srinivas Thakur were all gathered together there thinking that we don't have a Chutananda, the son of Advaita. What about him? We can go to Shantipur. He came just at that time and joined the party. In this way, thousands of devotees, they gathered from everywhere. All of the remaining disciples of Lord Chaitanya or disciples of his immediate followers, and they all gathered together. When they reached the Padma River, where the Khichdi Gram is, Khichdi village, at that time the king of Khichdi had sent hundreds of boats, and he greeted the devotees, washing their feet, putting sandalwood on their foreheads, giving them garlands, and then he had them cross over the river, and the whole town of Khichdi was filled with ecstasy that all the devotees are coming from all over to observe the celebration of Gaur Purnima. And every house was decorated with mango leaves, with banana stalks, with sugar cane stalks. And the streets were washed, and they washed the streets with scented waters. And everywhere you can hear kirtan parties going. You can hear Bhagavatam lectures going. You can hear everyone speaking. Everyone in the whole town was simply talking. Gaur Purnima, Gaur Purnima, Gaur Purnima, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's festival. All the devotees are assembling. This one is coming from here. That one is coming from there. Everyone was simply talking about, simply completely fixed in the transcendental festival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Gaur Purnima festival. Into Vaikuntha, into transcendental world. So, at that time, on the day of Gaur Purnima, there was Bhagavatam classes describing how when Lord Chaitanya and Chaitanya Charitamrita classes, how when Lord Chaitanya appeared, how the whole world was rejoicing, how in the Ganges everyone was chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Greeting the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how surrounded with all of his eternal associates, he was dancing through the streets of Navadvip. How he went all over India preaching. Everything was being discussed. So at that time, Narottam Das Thakur requested from Janava Devi, who herself, of course, is the internal potency of the Lord, not a conditioned soul, not a liberated soul, but internal potency, Antaranga Shakti, asked for permission to perform the Abhishek of the deities of Lord Chaitanya and Radha Krishna, as we had performed here for Radha Madhav just some year or two ago, 2 years. We also observed this auspicious day for installing deities. So, Narottam Das told Srinivas to take up the bathing coordination. He bathed the deities. 6 deities were installed that day. And then they took permission. And they took the Mahaprasad garlands from the deity. And they garlanded all of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that were present. The Janava Devi gave the order to the associate, one of the associates, and now you garland all of these devotees. In this way, the senior associates also garlanded the junior disciples and associates that were present. So in this way, there was a Dinati Patigrinati Sadati. There was a loving exchange between everyone, giving proper respect for the various devotees, at the same time filled with loving affection for one another. Then Janava said, begin the aarti. So then the aarti was begun by Srinivas Acharya. He was being given the equipment by Narottam Das Thakur. As he began the aarti, Lord Krishna performed a miracle. He started to expand from his transcendental Srimurti. His natural aroma or scent, and that just like concentrated incense, more powerful, inconceivable, transcendentally ecstatic, the aroma, the actual bodily scent of Krishna started to pervade from this Srimurti over the whole audience of the devotees. And as it hit, I'm of course, this is a crude example, we know that how when they show like chemical warfare or something, the other sense, in a destructive, but here, in a transcendental way, as the aroma of Krishna reached the devotees, they were visibly, completely, just overcome and overwhelmed with ecstasy. And they became mad in separation of Krishna. And this way, everyone was completely incapacitated and just swimming in an ocean of nectar. So, in this way, the aarti ceremony became just like one was actually walking through liquid nectar And the kirtan was so thick that everyone was not walking, they were simply floating in the thick nectar of Harinam, pulling out their hair, beating their chest, feeling so much separation from the Lord. So, after that, Sanava Devi gave the, then the, when things got back to normal in due course, as normal as things can be in such an exalted assembly, then Janava Devi gave the, actually with Achyutananda said, I want to hear Narottam Das Thakur lead a kirtan. And this way different people were leading kirtans, different sahibas, and I want to now hear Narottam. Let him lead the kirtan. So then Narottam Das Thakur started to lead the kirtan, that everyone became completely overwhelmed. Everyone became so overwhelmed that practically the kirtan just became all pervasive. And all one could hear was that transcendental name, and everyone was so fixed. And they became so filled with separation that all of a sudden, the most wonderful miracle happened. Amidst that transcendental assembly, suddenly appeared, visible to everyone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Dvaita Gadadhar, Sivas, Murari, Mukunda, all of the associates, everyone, they appeared, and they started to jump up and down with the devotees in kirtan, and everyone started rejoicing, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Om Hari 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 Bol. In this way, then the kirtan went on, just as Krishna appeared when the gopis were feeling separation. Like that, Lord Chaitanya, he appeared, mitigating all the separation of his devotees, and that kirtan went on like a night of Brahma. In the same way, if we completely absorb ourselves in the Sankirtan mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada has trained us, we have to absorb ourselves in that mood. Every page in his book, every instruction is how to absorb ourselves in that mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure Sankirtan movement. By being absorbed, all of those were preachers. All of those devotees were going in different parts. Srinivasacharya was the Raj Guru, the king's guru. In Vishnupur, Narottam Das Thakur, he sent his preachers to Manipur. He was preaching over East Bengal. Shyamananda Pandit was preaching in Orissa. Like they're all preaching devotees, going in different parts, preaching, establishing the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They came together. They discussed Harikatha. They chanted the holy name. They wanted to be absorbed in that Sankirtan mood of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, we may not be immediately so pure as Narottam Das Thakur or others, because of course they are all eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. But by their mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, anything can happen. But at least, even if we may not immediately see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with our eyes, if we absorb ourselves in his Sankirtan movement, if we absorb ourselves in that mood, we will be immediately be able to feel his presence, feel his separation. And if we get that causeless mercy, that does not mean that we will also not be able to see him, that we will also in due course be able to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates and pastimes, simply by surrendering to his Sankirtan mission of reaching every town and village all over the world with this Sankirtan message. Although Achyuta Nanda was only one of the six sons of Advaita, and at that assembly only three sons came, and the other three sons of Advaita didn't come because they didn't feel part of that mainstream of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That did not mean that in any way that the festivities or the transcendental desire of serving Lord Chaitanya was in any way diminished. Everyone was fixed in their desire for satisfying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, we have come together to hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here in front of Srila Prabhupada, in front of Radha Madhava, in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to get their special mercy, that we can be absorbed in the Sankirtan mood of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so sublime. His movement is so sublime that we can easily get his mercy in this Kali Yuga. Even though one is so fallen, even though one is so unqualified, he can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply for the asking. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Give me your mercy, Lord Chaitanya. Give me your mercy. Engage me in your Sankirtan movement. Hey Krishna, hey Radha, engage me in your Sankirtan movement. Engage me in your transcendental service. This is the prayer of the devotees. They're always praying. So somehow or another, by the will of Providence, we have been brought to this ISKCON movement. And this is a movement to give a shelter to the whole world, but it is like a vessel or an oasis in an ocean filled with sharks, whales, various kinds of dangerous elements. As long as we are on the vessel, we remain safe. And as soon as we go out, then we will be snatched up by some kind of ferocious enemy. By desire for fruitive advancement, mystic power, or liberation. By desires for fame, distinction, adoration. By various kinds of anarthas. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada requested that we keep this movement very pure, absolutely pure, so that it can continue to be the shelter for everyone who wants to taste the nectar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So, it is a great responsibility upon us. And we need the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially we need the blessings of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, our previous Acharyas, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should get their mercy by any means. So, no doubt, it is an austerity to work together. It is a great austerity. In this Kali Yuga, no one can work together. Nations can't work together. States in the same country can't get together. Families, two towns. Just look at California. When will San Francisco and Los Angeles ever get together? They hate each other. Each one is always trying to beat the other. In Australia, Melbourne and Sydney, they're always having competition so much that they have to put the capital of the country somewhere in between, that neither one would get the credit. In Canada, they got the two big cities, Montreal and Toronto, they have to make it, well, put it in Ottawa. Right? So cities, they can't get together. Families, they can't even get together. Look in the, they're still fighting feuds for hundreds of years in the Appalachian Mountains. Still, even in the Vaishnava sect, the Advaita Vamsa and the Nityananda Vamsa, they don't go to each other's programs. And even in the family, husband and wife, mother and son, father and daughter, hardly they can get together. This Kali Yuga is very difficult to work together. And Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a letter one time that there's a secret for working together. If you are more attached, you see, he said there's a secret to working together. To someone who's trying to work together for Lord Chaitanya, that Maya Devi, she will give so many ideas. And the only shelter is to be more attached to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So that when Maya gives her idea, the devotee doesn't accept. No, I don't care for your idea, Maya Devi. I want only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's idea. One can work together even in this Kali Yuga. So, what is seemingly impossible, what no one has been able to do, to work together in the Kali Yuga, God gave us His greatest test. Those followers of mine who are real lovers of me, the evidence of that, the proof, will be to what extent they are able to cooperate together, how they are able to work together for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement. So, this is a burden of love, this is our austerity. Right down to the brahmachari in the ashram who's worrying about the t-shirt that got stolen last night off the line and he doesn't like the other brahmacharis. Or the person that lost his shoe. To the householders that just got married, it was arranged, and then for 6 months the husband and wife can't talk to each other. And they go back to the Gurudev and say it's a wipeout. To the devotees in the temple who don't like the temple commander, who's always yelling at them to get up 15 minutes earlier than we wanted to. To the devotees on the Sankirtan movement and the devotees who are doing the service in the temple to have mutual respect for each other and encouragement for each other. The devotees who are printing the books and those who are distributing the books and those who are writing the books. For the people who are coming to hear and read the teachings of the books. For the different leaders to respect each other as Vaishnavas and try to do whatever is pleasing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is our only goal in this movement. We want to do what is pleasing for Satchisuta. Whatever is pleasing for Lord Chaitanya, we want to accept that. And whatever is displeasing, that we have to reject. And how do we know what Lord Chaitanya wanted? That Srila Prabhupada has instructed us. For the next 10,000 years, this ISKCON movement is going to take the teachings of Srila Prabhupada so that we can know how does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want us to act so that He will be pleased. If we fix up, then we can maintain our devotional attitude in spite of so many obstacles. Obstacles will always be there. Even we don't want any obstacles that come without our asking. Even we try to avoid, they seem unavoidable. Just like the battle of Kurukshetra, so many attempts were made to avoid, but ultimately couldn't be avoided. Like that, the devotees are always trying to avoid any type of difficulty, any type of obstacles, and just push on the Sankirtan movement. But just as the Chankazi tried to come and stop the Sankirtan movement, just as various criticizers tried to mislead people from following Lord Chaitanya's movement. And those who were very rigid, even they were chanting Hare Krishna when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu acted in a way they couldn't understand. Actually, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. We can't imitate Krishna. We have to follow his instructions in the same way Srila Prabhupada instructed us. Not to imitate, but to follow. He was the founder acharya, he was the one acharya of ISKCON, but he told us not to imitate him, but to follow his instructions. Therefore, we're trying to work together following his instructions. That is our motto. So on the birthday of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should fix ourselves in this determination to be ready, determined to do everything we can pleasing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pleasing to Srila Prabhupada, our previous acharyas. If we can do that one thing, then we'll be protected from all type of influences of mind. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Dvaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki. And just as I mentioned before in the Parikrama, Prabhupada said that from Mayapur the flood of the Sankirtan movement expands throughout the world now, taking the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachi Sutta. Everyone should take out the Sankirtan movement to all the far corners of the world, determined not to in any way decrease the Sankirtan movement, to expand it. Just like the ocean of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is ever expanding, the Sankirtan movement must always be expanding, to expand and spread everywhere the chanting of Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama.